Okay, Shin Hei, we're up to Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, the two main Sifim of Simin Shin Hei. We basically covered what there is to be learned in Sif Yud. The last thing we discussed was the long machlokes Shach and Taz, what to do if there is no father. In a case where there is no father, how you do Pidyon HaBen? Shach and Taz argued about the halachis of Zachin l'katan, whether you could do zechiyah for a katan and be paid to him al tzchus, or no, you can only give a katan a tzchus gomor, a tzchus that has a tzadcha, if you cannot. That was our discussion at the end. I did see subsequently Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a giyairis who was megaya when she was pregnant and gives birth to a boy who obviously has no father that'll do pidyon. And Rav Moshe is asked, halacha l'maisa. We have a shach and a taz and a long pisrei tshuva. What do you do l'maisa? Here, there's no father, and do you do pidyon haben? So Rav Moshe writes that if it's up to him, he would say, just leave the pidyon haben until the boy turns 13, avoid the whole thing. So if you hold zachin, it means you're allowed to be zaycha. You know, mechuyev to be zaycha for a cotton. He says, leave it. He says, since you want desperately, you know, this is a geirus, had a baby, wants to make a pidyon haben. So you really want to, she says, learn the Pisrei Tshuva and do like one of the shitas there, either like the Chem de Shloima, right, they said to be Zaycha for the cotton, but to be Zaycha on a Tanai, that only if the cotton doesn't have doing it and putting a necklace on. So Rav Moshe doesn't go through it. He says, if you want to do it, learn the Pisrei Tshuva and figure out how to do it. But he says better to wait until the boy turns bar mitzvah and let him do the mitzvah himself.
The question is, the cotton,
that's the whole point. That's why it's more than Yosef Yisrael Shluchai. It's cotton, he can't even have Shluchai. So he's going to miss the mitzvah. That's a tzadchai. Right. That's a taina that it's a tzadchai. So.
By a ger cotton, wouldn't it be even better to wait until it's the 13th?
A ger cotton is no pidyon haben. He has to be Jewish at the time of birth. So Gerkaz now, but the mother's Megayah, he does have a dinner between two. Now, there is one other Shaila, and that's the Shaila of what to do in a case where there is a father, he's alive, but he's unaware of the birth of his child. He's away. The Avni Nezer has a Shaila with somebody who was in the army, and his wife gave birth, and 30 days later, it's time to do Pidyon HaBen. But the father is not here. Wherever the father would do a Pidyon HaBen. I've mentioned to you in the past, the baby doesn't have to attend the Pidyon HaBen, even though it's much more enjoyable. There's no halacha that the baby has to be at the Pidyon HaBen. Just halacha that you need a kayin and a father. But in his case, the father is totally unaware of it. And Shaila is whether to do a Pidyon HaBen without the father there. And bottom line, Avni Nezer says not to do the Pidyon HaBen. This is in Yerideus in Shin Tzadik Vav. He says, first of all, assuming the father is Nicha, and just like you could separate Shuma or Chala without a person's knowledge, if you assume the person is Nicha, he says it doesn't apply to Pidyon HaBen. You don't know to which Kayin. He has two things. Just first of all, you don't know to which kayin he wants to give the money.
Who's paying
him? Oh, see, he has two things. He says, from the father's money to save the schus, and to take from the father's money because he would want to. So he says, Lavdavka. Lavdavka, the father would want you to do it for him. Could be he would want to do it himself. To take your money, we find in Hilchos Truma such a thing that a person's willing. If you're willing to pay for it, you can take Truma on my thing. He says, nevertheless, Truma, he's masking because it's a matir. He needs somebody to be matir his things. Pidyon HaBen is not a matir, it's just a mitzvah. So a mitzvah, he probably wants to do himself.
He So he
says not to do it. And it's also a mitzvah. It's rare. It's not like Truman. He's going to be able to do again later.
Why don't you just have fact pattern slightly? He's in the hospital. He knows about it. So why can't, based on what the Rav said before, why can't the Kohen go to the hospital and the wife uses the money because whatever the wife...
Why don't do anything? The Kohen goes to the hospital. He do the Pinyan Ben in the hospital.
Exactly.
Okay. Nechinami. So the Shaila is the only way he's unaware of it today, where the communication ability is so much greater. It's rare that that such a shaila should come up. So we turn now to Sifur Aleph. Sifur Aleph is the second main discussion. Sifur and Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is the question of when. When a Pinyan HaBen is done. And the shaila covers three issues that we hope to discuss. How old the baby has to be to do Pinyan HaBen. Why it is we never do a Pinyan HaBen at night. Never been invited to a Pinyan HaBen at night. It's always done right before Shkia. Or generally done right before Shkia. And the third question of Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos. I don't think anybody has ever been invited to a Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos.
It was
Shabbos Sunday. Okay, so we're going to discuss all these issues. Of course, the first issue is the age. And Sifur Aleph begins with the words "Ein b'char roi l'pidyon ad sheyavru alav shloishim yaim." 30 days must pass. V'achar shloishim yaim yifdenu miyad shelo yishah hamitzvah. So it sounds very, very easy. You need 30 days, and shalom al Yisrael. It's not so simple. The Torah says mibechaydish tifta, and the question really is. What Ben Chaydesh Tifteh means. And this is all mistaivev on the language of the Gemara in Bechayres Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says, Meis b'yayin lamid, if the baby died on day 30, kilafanav upater. It's as if he died less than 30, and you don't have to do Pinyan HaBen. If he dies when he's 40 days old, so you still owe money for Pinyan HaBen. But if he dies on Yom Shloishim, there's no Pidyan HaBen. The Gemara learns out of Hekish, Chaydesh, Chaydesh, Mimidbar. What's Chaydesh, Chaydesh, Mimidbar? Rashi says, in the Midbar, the Levim were Niftet against the Bechayrim. Levim against Bechayrim were Niftet. And there, it says, Mibin Chaydesh Vamayla. So Rashi says, Vamayla means you need 30, the other end of 30 days. Oh, so that's the question. Well, the question is, what is the Gemara mean? A Chaydesh could be 29 days, could be 30 days. So here we have two major opinions. Machlokes the Magen Avraham and Simchin Shin Lamed Tes and the Shabbos, where it talks about Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos, he talks about the age. And the Shach, which for some reason the Shach is not written on the beginning of the Sif, but later in Sif Katan Yud Tes. There's a Machlokes here as to the pshat in the Gemara and the halacha l'maisa. Magen Avraham says, it's just Simchin Lamed Tes Sifkat Ches, that I would have thought a chaydesh is 29 and a half days, 12 hours and 44 minutes, and one chaylik. If you're ready to do a Pinyan HaBen, say, oh, I need one more chaylik. Give me another 3 seconds, right?
Three and a third seconds.
So I would have assumed, what's chaydesh? 29 and a half days, 44 minutes, and a chaylik. So it says, Chaydesh v'mayla, you need 31st day. That's the Magen Avraham Shita. It's got to be the 31st day. So if a baby is born on Sunday, the 31st day is Tuesday. It's the 29th day is the fourth Sunday again. It's day 29. 30, 31 would be Tuesday. So the Magen Avraham says you need the 31st day.
The Mishnah also.
And this doesn't depend on hours at all. It's a 31st day. Pashtus. The Shach says, no, it means you need 29 and a half days, 44 minutes and a chalik. You need the zman of a chaydesh alavana, ibn chaydesh tifteh. And I would have thought you say, Mitzvah Sayyim Kekulai, so Kamash Malan, the Gemara is saying, you need a full chaydesh. Chaydesh v'amayla, meaning you don't say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekulai, you need the full lunar month. We'll get to that. We're going step at a time. Okay, 29 and a half days and 44 minutes in the chen. Now, I do want to mention to you that although the Gemara says the lunar month is 29 and a half days and 44 minutes in a chelik, it's not true. That's the average mailed, what the Rambam calls the average mailed, is 29 and a half days, 44 minutes and a chalik. It's rare that a month is really 29 and a half days, 44 minutes and a chalik exactly. The mailed we announce in shul is based on 29 and a half days, 44 minutes and one chalik. It's not the true astronomical mailed. Now this becomes obvious any time you have an eclipse. An eclipse of the moon is when the earth passes between the sun and the moon, which should be exactly at the mailed. And although our venerable Gabbai, I was going to say our vulnerable Gabbai, announces the mailed every chaydesh, the eclipse doesn't hit exactly the Zman. So the answer is that we announce the Mailid Bainidi, the average Mailid, and we're Makadish the Chaydish based on the average Mailid, but it's not astronomically true that that is the Zman, and there's a reason for that, which I think I once explained in a Navi Shir, to the dismay of many people, but I tried my best. It's not exactly the 29 and a half days. So it's something you should be aware of. The Beis Yosef talks about it. He talks about what to do in a month that there's an eclipse. Because he says, you're going to announce the Mailid, you're going to stop being Mekadosh to Levana 3 days, 7 days, whatever your minig is afterwards. But it's a Chuchav Tlula. Everyone knows today. Nobody knows anything about astronomy, but everyone knows that it's a Chuchav Tlula. So he writes that on a month where there's an eclipse, you shouldn't be more makel than the eclipse. On a month there's no eclipse, it's okay.
Does it average out?
It averages out, yeah. So, what?
They don't announce
Americans
anyway.
Well, we announce in Yerushalayim. We announce this Yerushalayim time, yeah, because it leads to Mechshalim. And originally, when they had on these calendars, they had Seif Siman Kiddush Levana. Originally, it was Jerusalem time. So it was actually 7 hours off here. People are being Mekadosh Levana when you're not allowed to. So I don't know, it just happened to be, I mean, nothing happens to be. I was on an airplane to Eretz Yisrael with the fellow who produces it here, and I told him, you know, it's off. He said people told him, but he doesn't really understand it. So I explained to him what it was, and now, I suppose he checked with others, but he corrected it so that the Seif Zman is New York time, at least the ones hanging in New York. The ones hanging in Yerushalayim hopefully have at Jerusalem time.
But
this is a mitzvah deraisa. What's a mitzvah
deraisa?
That's right.
So
what's a suffix? We're not making any sveikas. As a machlokes. So let me finish.
Okay.
You have a very good idea. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, you came today. We have a great idea. The idea is that we should be chabachmer like both cheetahs. All right, Baruch Hashem. So that's what we do. That's what we do. Now let me explain. I have to explain what you said. 1 minute. Which cheetah is a chumrah? The 31 days or 29 and a half? 31. No. You have to listen carefully. This is numbers, so you have to follow. Let's say a baby was born last night before Shabbos was over. An hour, let's say, before Shabbos was over. Okay? So, the 31st day, if the baby is born Shabbos, the 31st day is Monday. That means that Sunday night, going into Monday, in 4 weeks, will be the 31st day. But at that point, the baby will be 29 days and 1 hour and 1 minute old. So that, if a baby is born right before sunset, the 31st day starts when the baby is not yet 29 and a half days old. Because the 1 hour, if you go with 31 days, the 1 hour is day one. They have 29 full days. The 31st day, it's already 29 days and 2 hours. So there, it's a chumrah to be machmir, to require the zman of the shach. On the other hand, if a baby is born an hour after Shkia, let's say last night, Matzah Shabbos, the baby is born an hour after Shkia, so then the baby is halachically born Sunday, then 29 and a half days will end on Monday, 4 weeks from now, where like the Shachet's a Kula, it's not the 31st day till Tuesday, which is the Magen Avraham, 31st day. So you have a Chumrah both ways. You have a Chumrah, if a baby's born right after sunset, it's a Chumrah to wait till the 31st day. And if the baby's born right before sunset, then it's a Chumrah to wait for 29 and a half days, 12 hours and 44 minutes. And as a matter of halacha l'maisa, although I think Rav Paiskim, Paskin, like the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura, and Aruch HaShulchan, Nigris Maisha, Paskin like the Magen Avraham, that you can really do a pidyon as soon as it's the 31st day. But halacha l'maisa, we are all machmir like both shittas. So that's the bottom line. You need 31 days, plus you also need 29 and a half days, 44 minutes in the chaylik in order to do pidyon abed. Okay, so we'll get to that. Rukiv Eger brings that idea. Now, here, I want to tell you it's a frequent occurrence that when you come to a pidyon abed, it's the wrong day. I don't say it happens at every pidyon abed, but it happens very frequently because everyone knows the baby has to be 30 days old. And it happens often that a pidyon haben is scheduled for the 30th day because if people think it's a shaila, they ask a shaila. They don't think it's a shaila, they don't ask a shaila. So it has happened that people have come to a pidyon haben and realized that it's the wrong day. First, I want to tell you about an igros maisha, the first chalik of Yerideya. I believe it's Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Vav, I believe. He has somebody who told him that he already scheduled the pidyon haben for the night of the 30th day, which is 29 and a half days, but not the 31st day. And he asked Rav Moshe what to do. He says it's an embarrassment. He sent out invitations and went through a whole hassle. It's very embarrassing for him. So Rav Moshe, the Kecha de Teira, I'm sorry, the case was the reverse. I'm looking up wrong. It was the 31st day, but it wasn't 29 and a half days. It was a night event, and it wasn't 29 and a half days. Rav Moshe writes that he can be semech on the Magen Avraham, b'shas hadchak, the ikur is like the Magen Avraham. Plus, he says, ayin tshuvas haramah, he means the ramah is a tshuva about people that were getting married on Friday afternoon, and there was a fight over the dowry at the wedding, and the chassan sar threatened to walk away. And they collected the money that was supposed to be given, and by that time it was already Shabbos. And the Ramah was matir doing the Kiddushin, the Chuppah, on Shabbos, even though it's a Beferish Mishnah, it's Aser, a Makdishin. But since there's a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the Makdishin doesn't mean marriage, it means Hegdish, we don't pass like him, but Bishas Hadchak, an embarrassment to a Yisayma, say he was Mekel. He was allowed, the Ramah allowed to do the wedding on Shabbos, and Ramay should say chinsu, I guess, that there were mekel from Bizyayne. Well, here it's not quite the same. It's not a wedding that'll get pushed off forever, but I guess it's tzirah for Ramay should say chinsu. Ramay should allows being saibach on the Magen Avraham. This maisa happened. What? No, once you.
For ceremonial.
But the bracha, what do you do with the bracha? And what's with all the garlic? It's levatola. The maisa happened, Rav Palm told me, with his father. Rav Palm was a kayin, and coincidentally, so was his father. And his father was at a pinyin aben. He was sitting there. Everyone was there, ready to do the pinyin aben. He's talking to the father, and he realizes that it's a day too early. So he did a different aid. So we're going to get to this soon. There's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. If you could be paid the tech shleishim, that it should be chal la'acha shleishim. And we pass it that we don't do it. We don't do it. But the reason we don't do it is shemi yisachlu amois. Maybe the money still has to be around the 31st day. So the shasat chak, Rav Palm said his father allowed them to do the pinyon aben. He said, I'll make sure it'll be lo yisachlu amois. As far as the kayin, I don't remember if he told me there was a bracha, there wasn't a bracha. So we'll get to it later in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see what should be.
What?
You get money at the ceremony. At the early. No, it won't be a Yisach L'Omais. Yeah, that's what he said. Right. All right, so the question is it a gezeira or it's a practical thing? Okay. So... What? So I guess he's sort of, it's like a pekudin until then. I'm not sure. The kain holds it. He really has no right to it, because if the baby were chalila to die before the time, he would have to give the money back. So he's not really kain it. I guess it's sort of a pekudin by him until this man.
You said if the baby's 40 days old, they would have to do pigeon anyway?
Yeah, if he dies.
So why would he have to give the money back? If the baby
before this man.
Only the
dog
before.
Have to make sure not to die. Now, I do want to tell you that Rav Palm was matmiya on Ramesh's kula. Ramesh allowed a pigeon the 31st day based on the Magen Avraham. So Rav Palm said they didn't understand. The Magen Avraham's lashon is, if it didn't say a hekesh chaydesh chaydesh, I would have thought 29 and a half days and 44 minutes. So the Gemara says, Chaydesh, Chaydesh, from the Leviim, that you need the 31st day. So it would seem the Magen Avraham is being machmir, that 29 and a half is not enough, you need 31 days. Ramesha was makel the 31st day, when it wasn't yet 29 and a half. He said to be makel like the Magen Avraham. And that seems to be inconsistent with the lashon of the Magen Avraham. So he had this to me. Afterwards I went to look around, and I see that the Aruch HaShulchan here in Shinhei writes clearly that the Magen Avraham is Mekel 31st day. He says that the Kavana of the Magen Avraham is that there are two ways of measuring. You can measure by hours, you can measure by days. He says, Ein etali b'shoy, selam yamim. In other words, it's not a hekish that I would think be Mekel, so be Machmir. It's a hekish, I would think, measure it by the lunar month, 29 and a half days. Kamash malan, mechadish v'mayla, that you go by days, by complete days. So, even though the lashon of the Magen Avraham lends itself to Rav Palm's interpretation, that it's a chumrah, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly learns that way. I looked around, I found also the Nesivus in the Siddur, the Derech HaChaim Siddur. He cites him like the Magen Avraham. He passes like the Magen Avraham. He doesn't mention a word about 29 and a half. He just says the pinyan aben has to be on Yom Lamed Aleph, which clearly he's holding Lakula. Because he's saying day 31, period. You could do it on the 31st day. Also, Rav Hankin in his Eidus Yisrael says pinyan aben should be the 31st day. V'yesh machmirin, that it should also be 29 and a half days, 44 minutes. So they're all saying like Rav Moshe. Also, the Chumash Sam Sefer seems to say in Aruch HaYom, beginning of Siman Pei Aleph. The bottom line, that the Magen Avraham means, even Lekula, that it's the 31st day. So that, this is probably the most basic machloikis in Hilchis Pinyan Aben, and that is the Zman of the Pinyan Aben, which again, 29 and a half days, 44 minutes, according to the Shach, according to Magen Avraham, the 31st day, even where it turns out Lekula. What? No one says May Slaves. Bechadesh v'mayla tifta, that you need, the Magen Avraham teaches you need the 30th day plus. The Shach says that Kamashon Yotze Misiyam Kekula in the two ends, but you need the full, he learns a lunar month. You need a full lunar month to pass.
But isn't he have to move
May Slaves? You don't need May Slice, so what's the difference if there's May Slice or not? No one says need May Slice. Either you need 31st day, or you need 29 and a half days and 44 minutes. So the question is, why don't we do it at night? So for that, take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger here. On the bottom line, the one that under where it says Chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, it starts Lasei Sasuda Balayla. Tava meaning Shein Oisin Hapidyon Vasuda Yachad B'Leil Lamed Aleph. Why is it that we've never attended a Pidyon Aben that's on the night of the 31st? Mishum Shalapamim Lo Yiyu Adayin Kolu Chof Dalad Yudbeis Tashtzag. Or I say Chof Tes Yudbeis Tashtzag Chalokim. There's 44 minutes in the Chelik. Be'im Noilat Seif Hayayim Lizeh bin Isaakav ad Yaim Lamid Beis. Lizeh, again, Seif HaYaim, until the end of the day. According to this, b'nis akiv had yom lamid beis. V'im lamid beis yom tainis yesh liftais vasuda balayla shekaidem atainis. Chuvas Nei Yehuda. Nei Yehuda holds it's a din minig not to be played by night. Should only be played by day because sometimes it will only be 29 and a half days. That's only on the 31st day. If for whatever reason the pigeon was pushed off to day 32, so he says it's pushed off to day 32, it seems he would still do it by day, but the days are tainis. So he says, then you do the pigeon aben on the night of Lamed Beis. This year, Shavasa Batamis is Sunday. Actually, it's Shabbos, which is pushed off to Sunday. So if somebody would have a pigeon aben that was scheduled for that Shabbos, we don't do a pigeon aben on Shabbos. We'll see why soon. So you would do it much on Shabbos because it's a tainis Sunday. You want to have a suda with the pigeon aben. And therefore,
Yeah,
Nabi Yehuda holds that it has a din minig to try not to do it by night. How, you know, if it's a minig, and he doesn't say it's ma'akiv, but he says not to do a pigeon aben by night has a din of a minig. Yeah, after that's the time you do. It's the 32nd day. That's the Sirva Kiyager, right? Sirva Kiyager says, once the 31st day passes, you can do it at night. Although, he says, if it's a tainus, it sounds like it's not so nichalei, if it's not a tainus. Now, the reason that we do it in the afternoon is, you can do it in the morning. The reason in the afternoon is at least it's theoretically possible in the summer months when the nights are short, there could be that breakfast time will not be 29 and a half days. When Shkia is, let's say, 8:30 in New York, if a baby is born 8:15, so 29 and a half days, 44 minutes, will come out on the 31st day at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you just the opposite, if you dive in early, it's going to be too early. You have to do it after 9 a.m. So therefore, the pinyan ben is usually already pushed later. However, very often a pinyan ben comes out on Friday. Friday, it's really a difficult day to do a pinyan ben. When you can do a pinyan ben, you can do it in the afternoon, right before Shkia. So then there's very often a morning pinyan ben. You have to just make sure that it's the 29 and a half days and 44 minutes have passed. Again, like the Magen Avraham, you don't need that, but Lamaisa, you need the 29 and a half days and the 44 minutes. So this is din Rabbi Kivega of Pidyon Balayla. The Gemara says clearly that Pidyon Aben is not a mitzvah sasesh nangrama, which means it could be done at night. The Shach brings it here. And for that reason, we've never been in a Pidyon Aben by night. Pidyon Aben is done by day. And Shalom Yisrael. Excuse me? With a bracha, if it's already 20 and a half days and 44 minutes, so you do with a bracha, yeah, because it's the 31st day, and it's 29 and a half days and 44 minutes. Shabbos, if it's Chal and Shabbos, you can do Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, you can do Matzah Shabbos at night, although the language of the Nigerian Rebbe Kivager seems to prefer a day, because they say if it's a tainus, you do it by night. You're allowed to do it. Mishnah Berurah says you give us a 30-day seisim. You do it if it's a 32nd day. You can do it at night. Mishnah Berurah seisim that way in Shalom and Tess. So you could do it. There's no question that.
Is there any preference? Well, the pinyan ben starts 2 weeks ago on Friday, and the mid afternoon. I said, when mid afternoon? So that's going to be late. The late says that you have to mess this.
So if know where it comes from, if it comes from somewhere. Unless they meant 29 and a half days. Repeated it. Okay, I don't know. It's hard to. Yeah, sir. A bris has kedima to pinyan aben. What? Yeah, the bris is. It's reason magdima. We learn that from Avraham Avinu. Could have both. There's no chavilas chavilas on that. Well, yes, so there's no chavilas chavilas on Sunday. What? My bris was on my 30th day, but I had no pinyan aben for a number of reasons. What? The sunnah is important. We're going to see in a minute. The sunnah seems to be a very important part of it. What? Yeah, yeah. Time is more important. But if the morning is 29 half days, you can do it in the morning. If it's not, you do it in the afternoon. If it's a minute before Shabbos, you didn't do a Pinyan Ben. You do a Pinyan Ben. There's no Shabbos. Okay, yeah. A few weeks ago. Oh, you're Pinyan Ben downstairs. Okay. It's fine. It's fine. What's the Shabbos? You can do a Pinyan Ben. All right. There's a Shaila, a difficult Shaila, about a baby who passes over the dateline. Somebody who, between the time he's born and the time of the Pinyan HaBen, passes the dateline. Now, I want to explain to you the basic rule of the dateline, which is very simple. I don't know why people get so confused. And then we'll talk about why Pinyan HaBen is a Shaila. Basically, let me speak, and then you'll talk. When somebody passes the dateline, any halacha that depends on the calendar is subject to the calendar, wherever he is. For example, if somebody has to say Hayom Yom, you say Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, if you pass the dateline, you say that Yom. It depends on the calendar. Whichever day it is, based on whichever dateline. I'm not going to get into machlokes of the dateline, whichever one it is. Things that don't depend on the calendar. Davening shachris. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, you daven shachris once a day. You don't have to daven shachris again just because you passed the dateline. If the sun came up in the morning, you daven shachris, and an hour later you fly past the dateline, you have to daven shachris a second time. Because the shisha, yeah, you would have to say. But you don't have to daven a second time because shachris doesn't depend on the calendar. Shachris depends on the passing of time. When the sun comes up, it's morning, and you have to daven shachris. When the sun goes down, it's night, and you have to daven maariv. So it doesn't. It's totally irrelevant what date it is. What day? It doesn't matter what date it is. The date of week matters if it's Shabbos or weekday. But you chiyav to one minute. You chiyav to daven shachris depends. All other shailas are dependent on this question: is it a calendar issue, or is it a non-calendar issue? Is it a passage of time issue, or is it a calendar issue? Shabbos, Yom Tov are calendar issues. It depends where you are, what day it is. The passing of days is subject to the passing of days. A bris milah is not a calendar issue. The baby has to be 8 days old. The Gemara says that the mother has to have 7 days to be able to count 7 days from the birth. It's the eighth day that a bris is done. It's irrelevant. You can have a baby who's born on Sunday, and the bris is on a Monday, which is the ninth day according to the calendar. But it's 8 days of the baby's life, and then you can have a bris if you pass. Now that rule is a very simple, basic rule. We have to see how it applies to Pinyan HaBen. I will mention to you that regarding Sfiras HaOmer, there is a difference of opinion between the Yiddish Aval, the Paiskim generally, and Lubavitch that has its own Shita. The general opinion is that Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos depend on the calendar. There's a calendar, and you look at the calendar for which day of Sfira it is, and for which day is Shavuos. Lubavitch has a Shita. I'm not sure from which of the Rebbe's it originated. It must have originated with one or more of them. That no, the Sfiras HaOmer is accounting a passing of time to Matan Torah, and they hold that if you pass the dateline, it doesn't depend on the calendar. It depends on passing of days. You can have a different Shavuos than everybody else. If you fly past the dateline, you can have Shavuos a day later than everybody else. That's their Shita. And I assume they don't do it Lakula. I don't think they do Malacha on the Shavuos. But at least the Chumra, that they have such a Shita. But generally, we hold Yom Tov depend on the calendar.
You
mean Dafka during Sfira?
Anytime?
Anytime, be a Shaila. Try to avoid the Shaila. They go the long way. Okay. So that's a way of avoiding the Shaila, is to not cross the dateline. But yes.
So just below that, Shabbos is totally in the Luach.
Shabbos is totally in the Luach.
So if I daven Shabbos today,
Right. And then you fly into Shabbos.
Shabbos
again. But you're not mechuyev to daven Shachris again. You daven Shachris once. If you wait till it's Shabbos, then you daven Shabbos to Shemayin Esrei. If you don't wait, then you daven a weekday Shemayin Esrei. But you only mechuyev to daven Shachris once a day. The mitzvah Shachris is every day. It's different nusach on Shabbos. It's different nusach. But so you then you daven if the sun set and came up, so you have to daven Shachris. So you do it whatever day it is, wherever you are. But if you already daven Shachris that day, the sun didn't set. Yeah, then you're right. Then you're right. Nothing. You never have to have a Shabbos twice, never. Right.
If today I was going west to east, I get Shabbos again. After the sun rises again, it'll be Shabbos again.
Yeah. There's someone here who told me that he leaves Hong Kong, I think he said Hong Kong, on Matzoi Shabbos. And for whatever reason, the flight flies into Shabbos day. That had nothing to do with the dateline. It flies north, and he sees the sun come up in the west, right? The sun normally rises in the east. So as he's flying, he sees the sun come up in the west, which means it's not sunrise. He's flying back into the previous day. So I told him he's allowed to be on the flight. You're allowed to sit on an airplane. But he can't do malacha. Once he gets into Shabbos, so he's going into the previous Shabbos, he do malacha. He says, what about Avdallah? Why does he have to make a new Avdallah? So I told him the halacha is that you can make Avdallah mibayd yayim on Shabbos, any Shabbos. A person that can make Avdallah from plag. Now, obviously, you can't light a candle. But the halacha is that just like you can make Kiddush Erev Shabbos Samach LeShabbos, you can make Avdallah when it's still Shabbos. You can say you have to say it's Samach. Kiddush is Samach LeBiyasai and Samach LeTziyasai. Samach LeTziyasai, you can do it an hour and a quarter earlier. So when he did Avdallah, it was a good Avdallah. But if he flies back into Shabbos, he's like someone who made Avdallah and it's still Shabbos. And he has to be careful, you know. In an airplane, you can't use the bathroom because when you lock the door, you cause lights to go on.
So,
what? That's right. Okay. So we'll worry about it. But what? So if you fly back into Tisha B'Av, yeah, it always Tisha B'Av is a calendar issue. All calendar issues, wherever you are, what is the day on the earth below you? Whatever the halachic day is, that applies to you. And therefore, if someone flies on Tisha B'Av, depending on whether he's flying towards Eretz Yisrael, in which case he gains many hours of flying back from Eretz Yisrael. Someone once told me he found online very cheap tickets. He flew back. Then later on he found out why it was cheap, because it was a tightness and he had an extra, you know, 6 hours of fasting. It was 7 hours.
If you go to Asia, let's say, you're flying here, Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, when you cross the line, it's Tuesday.
Whatever I'm answering you, whatever this man is in the ground under you, that's your chiyuv. This man on Shabbos, that's what would come out. I think so. Now,
I didn't make this up
to if the Tanya's a Nitcha, if you pass the date line,
after you pass it,
oh, really? That's what he said. It's not like the Mishnah Sinah. Mishnah Sinah says that the original Gezeira, there's a Chakira, the Tanya says a Nitcha. If Pshat is it's a nitcha, if Pshat is the original gzeira was to fast because it only says the month in the same or is it same Ravid, same Chamishi, same. So he was saying that you don't have to pay back. Okay,
yeah,
nice cap.
Some people can make it even if you go to California, but you don't have to wait for their man.
No, there's no paiskim. People, we're not paiskim. No. You have to wait for Sunday. No. Sorry, not a cable. If it's still sun, the light, the sun is up, and you can break your fin. No, nobody's making. Yeah, no, not a cable. Okay. No, not a cable. What? I mentioned that earlier about Shavuos. I spoke about it a few minutes ago. Yeah. The the shaila is what about Pinyin HaBen? That's really the issue. The issue is if Pinyin HaBen is it depends on the calendar, or it depends on the age of the child. So the only place that I'm aware of at the moment is the Mayad Muzmanim, Chelek Zayin Shu Simin Reish Chaf Aleph. He clears the shaila if it depends on the calendar or the passing of time. He's toilet in the Machlekes, the Magen Avraham, and the Shach. The way he says it is that if you hold this the 31st day, then what? I would have thought maybe differently. When he says 31st day means the age of the child. That's what he says. It has to be the baby's 31st day. So that if you pass the date line one direction or the other, it changes things. It says according to the Shach that it's a Chaydish Alavana. It's a Chaydish Alavana. It depends on the calendar. It has nothing to do with you. A Chaydish Alavana depends on astronomical facts. Passing the date line, not passing the date line, that's not going to change the Mailid. Just like it doesn't change the Mailid. So here also, you need a calendar 29 and a half days, 44. So if you gain a day, you lose a day. You gain a day, you lose a day. It's how am I saying it? He says 29 days depends on the calendar. So whatever the calendar says, no, so it does change with you. You're going into a different calendar, so it depends on the calendar that you're at. It depends on the age of the child, and it's irrelevant. You need the 31st day. He says that's what it's Tali in Kabbalah and the Kabel. It's a little hard to see that it's Mukhrach to be Tali Zebizeh. A little difficult. And I don't know, the Torah says in Ben Chaydish Tifta, the age of the child. That seems to be the words in the Pasuk. In Ben Chaydish Tifta, I would think it depends on the age of the child.
So it's not a Svara? So, it's not a Svara, it's just Zeras HaKasim based on the Pasuk?
The whole Pinyin HaBen is Zeras HaKasim. So we have to see what the Torah commanded us. Did it command us a calendar day or an age of the child?
So it could have been a problem with the time of my focus, Rebbe Gudrun, around Leo, when Kippur was and they started.
But now the guy be Pinyin HaBen, because Pinyin HaBen doesn't depend on it depends on the calendar in the weeks that pass, not in the day of the month. Totally irrelevant. If the Chaydish is Malay Chaser, doesn't affect the passing of 31 days. So that if the baby is born and the next month is Malay Chaser, is irrelevant. If the baby is born on a Sunday, Pinyin HaBen is on a Tuesday. Whether it's Malay Chaser is not going to change anything. See, but they see if you hold it depends on the calendar. You're right. If it's Ben Chaydesh, the child has to be a Chaydesh old. So you need his age. You need that type of thing. So I don't know hachra in this. I once was at a bris where the baby flew over the date line. It took a baby less than 8 days old from Australia to New York. Such a long flight. I couldn't. To me, it was a double pella. I mean, in the family, unfortunately, the mother was very sick. The father of the baby's mother was very sick. I suppose that was part of the cheshbon to bring him in. And they had the dateline issue. And whoever they asked, it was based on the age of the child, not on the day of the week. So at any rate, that is issue number one of Sifyut Aleph, the day of the bris, the timing of the bris. The next is the next line. Imchal Yom Lamed Aleph, Liyos B'Shabbos, Ein Paidin Oisai. If the 31st day is Chal on Shabbos, we do not do a Pidyon HaBen. And the question is, why not? Ein. Yeah, that doesn't mean they paid myself no pain at all. If I said b'Shabbos el yamtin ad yom aleph, wait until Sunday. Turning back, why can't you do a pinyan event on Shabbos? And don't tell me muktzah. Why? Because you don't need coins. I try to do a pinyan event. You can do a shavu kesef. You can give him a pot of cholin for pinyan event. So let's see what it says. The Shach Yud Beis says Mishum Dahava Mekach Umemkar, because it's business. Umetam Zeh Gam Biyantif Ein Paidin Oisei V'cheinu B'tshuvas Rivash. So he says what? Kinyan. What's that? So the Shach says Mishum Mekach Umemkar. Look at the Gilya Marsha on the bottom. Gilya Marsha in the photo sets, it's next to the last line on the page. Mark, it's the one that begins Dahava Kamekach Umemkar. See it? Dahava Kamekach Umemkar Vim Timer Yitin Lai Mashkin Alach HaMish Shloim. Let him give him a Mashkin until he gets around to giving him the five Shloim. Let's know what the Mashah says. We'll know what you say. Okay, one second. Dahava Kamekach Umemkar Yitin Lai Mashkin Alach HaMish Shloim Yishloim Adamon Ein Kan Mashkin Ein Kan. You give a Mashkin if there's a Chayv. There's no chayiv, there's no mashkin. I'm not sure what he means, why there's no chayiv. But anyway, inami, I want to see the second teretz. Gam kinyan mashkin have a kebeka chumemker. Even me kind of the mashkin is back, because of a ram, Resh Perakam de Ksumis, he done that for Suma Tavlik Suma, the Mary Mibayan. So I want to talk about Ksuba, but we'll get to it. The point is, he's saying, the Shas said, to have a kebeka chumemker. The Marshad, the Rishlaim Eger says, to have a kikinyan. Now, to have a kikinyan is a very difficult Gilead Marshad, Ramesha, the Grismesha, in Arachayim Gimel, Tshuva Memdal, it is Matzmiya, Arav Shlaima Eger, because a kinyan is permitted on Shabbos and Yantif for Tzarche Mitzvah. You're allowed to do a kinyan even finding Shabbos, a Mishnah Beya. Did you go to the butcher on Yantif and you buy meat, says, you know, I mention a price. You say, zu kizu, you take a piece of meat, say, this meat is like that piece of meat. You buy it on Yantif, and after Yantif, you pay him the value of the piece that remains. So it's a Mishnah, you could do it. Ramesha says maybe you're going to want to say only a mitzvah hayayim. You need Shabbos and a yantim. He says no. The Mordechai says it legabi tefilas kelim. If you have a keli that you didn't tevel and you want to use it on Shabbos, now it'll be tevel kelim on Shabbos. So it's a messy kemisaking. So you now be tevel kelim on Shabbos. So the Mordechai says be machne to a guy. Go to a guy. Let him be kind of the keli. A guy's keli you're allowed to use without tefilah. And it's a kinyan b'Shabbos. He said there's no it's a kinyan in a case where it's tzarchei Shabbos. So there, it's also tzarchei Shabbos, but at least it's for the mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah hayayim. It's to avoid issur tefilas kelim that you're giving it to the guy. So Ramesha says that mistandar gilyam hashah means doesn't mean kinyan. It means mekachol memkar. Kinyan is one thing, and I'll do a kinyan. The other thing is business. You might write something down. That he says the shach means the general iser on all types of ekach or memka. What? What are you misaking? Nothing has changed. There's no. It's not a mat here. It's not like truma, which is nearer kibbutz. It's exer drabon. It looks like you're fixing it. Till now, you see misak is something that wasn't usable. Now it's usable. The child, nothing changes in the child. Oh, the keli.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with the keli? You can't tevel a keli.
Right. It's
mezik of a sack.
And here to the guy, it's also sack.
No.
Why?
You're not fixing. You're not teveling it.
Yeah,
you're making it usable by making it belong to a guy. I hear. Interesting. All right, you're not really fixing it. You're finding a trick to make it not need the mitzvah. All right, I hear what you're saying. There's a heter that you're allowed to, if you have water that you have to be metaher, so you fill it up with water and you draw water from the well, and that way you tevel it agav, because there's no merzik in misakin. The Gemara says that dirty. I never heard. Okay, maybe someone compared it to that. Was my heter? I don't know. Anyway, this is a Mordechai. This is the now here. There's a major truma sadesh and a major tshuva, which has a lot of implications for stock transactions and other modern types of business transactions. Let's go a step at a time. Truma sadesh and tshuva rei samach tes has a shaila, why not give the money erev Shabbos? That it should be chal on Shabbos. I mentioned to you earlier that you give money twice 30 days. It's like nisachlu amois, so it's chal on day 31. Why not give the kayin something Friday, and it should be for a pinyin when the 31st day, presto. So it's not the kayin's taka. It's like a pekudin by the kayin, and when the 31st day comes, he'll be kainit memela without a ma'aseh kinyin. And it'll be chal, and then you can have a pidyon on that. So Truma Sadesha was asked to Shaila, and he writes that you're going to be master the brachas. You can't make a bracha. Erev Shabbos, you can't make the bracha. There's no mitzvah yet. On Shabbos, there's no maisa. You can't make the bracha. He says you're master the bracha. He mentions that you're master the suda also. So we don't want to do it. Be master the bracha and the suda. So we wait. It's hard to believe that being master of the Suda is really the cheshbon. It's being master of the bracha that's his main cheshbon. And that's really a discussion unto itself, how being master of the bracha could change the tzura of a mitzvah. If we have time, we'll talk about it. But what they get to us is Hilchus Kinyanim. Now, this is where the Trumas Hadeshim becomes a major discussion. But the major mission said, all right, he says, you weigh it. A Golem Yisrael weighs things. He says, you could do it by giving it Friday to Shmichal and Shabbos. You lose the brachas. Is it better to wait till the 32nd day and lose the brachas? So that's the Trumas Hadeshim. The Golem Yisrael weigh it. And they say, it's better. Don't lose the bracha. Do it the 32nd day. Fine. There's no problem with that. The thing is this. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tshuva, Simin Kufnun Tes, has a chiddush in dinei iser kinyan b'shabbos. There's a general chakira on the iser kinyan b'shabbos. What Chazal asked? Did they ask the maisa kinyan? Most dinei shabbos is an iser to do certain things. Is it the maisa kinyan that's aser, or is it the chalois hakinyan that's aser? So did Chazal ask to do a kinyan? When they answer that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos, even without a ma'isa. What's the logic for that? Well, the logic, it's a ma'isa. Most dinei Shabbos is a ma'isa. But on the other hand, they ask the kinyan because you might write it down. So there may be from the chalois. The chalois is when it's chal. That's when you might write it down. So Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that the iser is from the zman of the chalois hakinyan. He says, why can't you do a pinyan event on Friday? It should be chal on Shabbos because it's being chal on Shabbos, and the chalois hakinyan is the iser, and therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger names on that pinyan aben you don't do because the chalois hakinyan Shabbos, and more importantly that in general there's an iser to be kind of things on Shabbos in any way that there's a chalois even if the maisa kinyan was beforehand.
Maybe that's Moshe
Isur on Shalom Shabbat, because the Cholot is start on Shabbos. Even the
Maid.
But that's not Kenyan. That's not a Kenyan. Yeah.
That is the
Kenyan.
So the
Shalom
Shabbat.
Yeah, but all right. That's the Ramosha explains a different reason.
Yeah,
he explains differently. But what? That this is discussed. Why don't you? The Rekiv Egg is brought in the context of Erev Pesach Cholias B'Shabbos. We do a Kinyan Friday. Why don't we sell a Friday? It should be Chal on Shabbos. We'll gain that by mistake we leave Av Chametz on Shabbos. So it's discussed in the context of this Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's where the whole issue of discussion comes up. The no. What are you kind of? Okay, kind of bagel. It's not a Kenyan. If you have Ben, you give him money. Now this is very negaya. Many people ask shilas about buy orders or sell orders. It's not so negaya on Shabbos, where most of the markets are not open at all. But it's negaya on Yom Tov. People want to put in a sell order or a buy order for a day where the chalais will be Shabbos. Sometimes people in Shabbos, they have target prices where it triggers it automatically. And the question is whether a person's allowed to do it or not allowed to do it. Now, it would seem that, assuming there's nobody's doing malacha for you on Shabbos, it's all automated, and certainly no yid is doing malacha for you on Shabbos, it would seem to depend on the machlaikas Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'm calling it machlaikas Rabbi Kiva Eger and Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim does not say Rabbi Kiva Eger's reason. It is what seems to be a weaker reason. Shmuel Deshon says you're going to lose the bracha. Rabbi Kivega says it's also Mikra Adin. It's Mekach Umemka. And most importantly, the Mishneh Brura in Simen Shemamites brings only the Shmuel Deshon's reason. He does not bring Rabbi Kivega's reason at all. Dar Tzvi in a Tshuva and Arachayim Kufavav shows that they are Beferish Rishayim, not like Rabbi Kivega. And for that reason, it would seem that somebody has what to rely on. If there's a chalais kinyan on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you could do it. Certainly, if it's just a target price, which may or may not happen, that a person can be make. I have to tell you, Ramesha Nigris Maisha, in Rechaim Chelek Yimel Tshuva Mem Dalid, is Chayshish for Rabbi Kiveger. And he says something, the language is a little difficult to me to explain. He says it could be that Trumas Hadeshim is made to Rabbi Kivega's reason. Just since it's not, his lashon is since it's not mamish mekach u'memkar, so therefore he gives a clearer reason, which is the reason of bracha. It sounds like he's saying that maybe he'll argue Kivega's reason, but since he could be mefakfek on Rabbi Kivega's reason, he gave a clearer reason, you lose the bracha and the suda. So, yeah, Shayir, Ramesha talks there about stocks, about selling stocks in this manner, and Ramesha holds that it's aser. I think many paiskim asaymech on the Mishnah Brura and the Harat Svi. As you mentioned, there's a tshuva in the Teres Chesed from the Lublin Rav, who also says Dekal Halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva Egev, like the tshuva Sadesh.
Didn't the Rav mention that if you have Amira,
La Amira, that's the Mishnah Brura says, Amira, La Amira, Vayanakum is Mokim Mutim Bokim Hefsid. He says, Mokim Hefsid, Shasatchak. Shulchan Acharav is Matir, Amira, La Amira, for any Hefsid, just like any Shusta Shavas. The Mishnah Brura says, Bishasatchak, and you can't do it any other way to do Amira.
Out there somewhere.
I mean, it happens in the non-real world, the digital world. It's funny. I don't know. You know, we could declare if owning stocks is a purchase or just a gamble. There are those who look at the stock market as just one big casino. Well, you don't buy anything in the traditional sense. What do you own? You can't walk in, you buy stocks at McDonald's, you don't get a burger, you know, you don't get anything. There are Poskim, the Marshag in pre-war Europe. He looks at the market as one big casino, and he doesn't hold, for example, you have to sell your stock shares for chametz. Very few people sell their stocks. And does that help? You're not allowed to do a king? With an esrig. Oh, but tzarchi yamt if you're allowed to do it. Tzarchi mitzvah, you're allowed to do kinyanim. Right, now something you can do a different day. What? You can vote. All right, as part of the gambling is that you can vote. It's all right. Could be. All right, maybe that you do. I'm not being right. What? No. There's no promise for Shabbos if it has an inherent value. It's only the profit that's also, and that's Bavlah. Let me finish the Ramah. The Yeshayimer and the Ein Lasei Spinyan Abem B'Chalamayet. There are those who say not to do it. The Yesh Matirim, the Chayna Iker. We do Pinyan Abem B'Chalamayet. And why not? So Shach Yud Gimel says, Mishum Dei Marvin Silcha B'Simcha. Yesh Matirim, we paskin. We don't say Marvin Silcha B'Simcha except by Chasna. Only Bechasna this, we paskin Ein Marvin Silcha B'Simcha. All right, so it's a Musa for Chalamayet. There are those who ask are doing a Pinyan Abem because it's doing business on Chalamayet. Koshkein for Koshkein, imagine other... actually, it's not true, it's because of Eimar and Simcha the Simcha, but anyway, for Musar, you can say something that's not all good. All right, we're off for Ben Azman for one Sunday, assuming it's Hashem, 2 Sundays from now with Gabak and Nochbein.